Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we embrace the time that you are presently giving us, we do so with a strong sense of gratitude and thanks and appreciation for all that you have given us to meet the moment as more than conquerors. Lord, we bless your name. We know that were it not for you, that our lives would be far worse and in such an irreparable way that we would be devastated and done. But, oh God, your grace and you providing for us, oh God, remain so consistent and constant that it keeps our lives at a manageable level. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray, oh God, for forgiveness of sins that we have committed, oh God. We pray, Father, that you would keep your hand on us and that you would wash us all over again. Lord, I thank you for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for. And whatever time, oh God, this prayer catches up to them, may it find them in peace, in comfort, oh God, in the assurance that you are working on their behalf. And may, oh God, it find them with a faith that is strong to believe, oh God, that you have the power to change any facts that may be not fashioned in their favor. I just lift this person up to you right now, Father, and I ask for you to bless them in every way conceivable. No doubt, oh God, they have private ponderings, things that they think about that they don't share with others, but they're trusting you and they're looking to you to make a way, Father, to work things out. And I just pray, oh God, that you would do that, that you would manifest the deliverance that they are waiting on. And in the process of the wait, oh God, I pray that you would increase their awareness, grant them additional wisdom, insight, and understanding. May they come to know you better, those around them better, and may they see themselves better. And I pray, Heavenly Father, for them that their testimony will be, once you have delivered them, that it was good that I had been afflicted. Because, Father, we know that your will encompasses so many plans and purposes, and sometimes they cross and intersect with others and different things, oh God. But you work all of this stuff out for our good. I pray that you would bless this person, Father. And then, oh God, as we are spirits living in fleshly houses, we also are aware that there are things going on in the realm of the unseen. So God, right now, I pray that you would shut all satanic, demonic, evil spirits and forces that are trying to amass and overwhelm this person. I pray, Father, that you would shut it all down. Now, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you in advance for doing just that. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that though we live in a world of sickness and suffering, oh God, and sometimes the resources that we have are inadequate to provide access to the healing that others have, I pray, Father, now that your power would make up the difference. I pray that your power would level the playing field. And I pray right now, Father, as I command every sickness that is coming upon this person, I command every sickness to be shut down, to be discontinued, known sicknesses, as well as any unknown illnesses. We shut all of you down in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Word of God. No weapon formed against this person and their family shall be able to prosper. God, thank you for every promise that you've left us in your word. It keeps us going. It keeps us moving. Without you, Father, we don't know what we would do. We would be just like a ship without a sail. But we thank you that in you we have much more, Father. And if, oh God, we prayed in a fashion that was too small, if you want to do something bigger, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother and sister, or sister rather, the Lord bless you, and I hope you have a good day. And I hope that you have already accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If not, you're in the danger zone, but you can get out of it by acknowledging that you need Jesus, by believing Jesus is the only Son of God the Father, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And if you believe that, you can get out of the danger zone by confessing it with your mouth, what you believe in your heart. And the Bible says you shall be saved. I hope that you start playing with your soul. It is very important. It's so important that Jesus left heaven to come all the way down here just to reach and save you. Would you reach back to him? Would you reach back to him and allow him to pull you out of the abyss of hell forever? You'll be glad you did. And if you do it, I'll get a chance. Though I may not get a chance to meet you on this side, I'll get a chance to meet you on the other side. And before we allow for this prayer to become, and this meditative moment to become inactive, and just hanging around in cyberspace somewhere, would you be so kind to send it to someone whom you think may be blessed by it? I would appreciate it. I'm sure they would, too. This is Pastor C. Remont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. Until next time, I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.